Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Research. Okay, now we're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Okay, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and am I speaking with Carla Sibley?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and would you prefer, okay, English, right? Okay, and before we begin, you said you're in a safe place. And
yes.
Are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you tell me what year were you born?
1945.
1945. Okay, thank
yes.
you. Okay, ma'am, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
White.
White. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last grade that you have completed in school? Would that be grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, a vocational training school, 2 years college degree, 4 year college, like bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work or no degree, or 2-3 years of postgraduate work, like master's degree?
Yeah, 2 years nursing license from City College.
Okay, so be postgraduate, right?
Yes.
Postgraduate. All right, ma'am, and getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right, and if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Probably Republican.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just let me know, okay? And we'll
okay.
move to the next one. The first one will be Esmeralda Soria.
How do you want me to say? Just good? She's very good.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose.
Do not know her.
Do not know her. Okay, so never heard. Okay, Kamala Harris.
No.
Unfavorable or favorable? Okay.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Favorable. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would that be homelessness, border security, inflation and cost of living, climate change, crime and public safety, jobs in the economy, health care, education, taxes, or abortion?
Do I pick one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that would be the control of the border.
Border security, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead to the November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested. How interested are you in November's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
10, okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
It would be Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor Mutter, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
It would be Soria.
Okay, so be definitely Soria, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, moving on, would you say the economy is heading in the right direction or is pretty serious off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
Increased.
Okay, and on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, next I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose, okay, during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, the first one says, Joanna Garcia Rose supports a mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make you much more likely, some more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
More likely.
Okay. All right. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more, somewhat less, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information, they learn while in public office. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much more.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or no difference?
More.
Okay, much more. Okay, and the last one says Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line, by line, and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, and corruption she finds. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or no difference?
More.
Would that be much more or just someone more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or state assembly member Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican?
That's hard. I know what now. I think you're changing my mind. Probably Rose, then, since she's Republican,
okay.
Too.
Okay, so be Garcia Rose, all right?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, next I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria, okay, during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, and Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards the negative campaign ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or makes no difference?
Less.
Much less, or just somewhat less?
Less.
Much less. Okay, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure, to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no difference?
More.
Much
more.
Less
much
or
more.
Much less or less likely or much more to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely. Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
To vote for her would be much less.
Much less. Okay. Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of tax money, taxpayer money, to lend deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her? No difference.
Less likely.
Okay, much less likely. Okay, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda of California's that includes a complete governor takeover of health care that would raise taxes and end Medicare as, you know, as we know it, and then resolve California being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her, or no, makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or no difference? Much more or less likely to. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, and mother?
Probably Rose now.
Rose, Garcia Rose. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I just have a few questions for a statistical purpose, and we're done with this survey. Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Would that be... Okay.
Independent or something like that?
Yes, independent. Okay. But... Independent, would you say you lean towards more the Republican or lean towards the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, so lean Republican. Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. All right, ma'am, next on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice, sure.
Okay. All right, ma'am, some people feel, you know, so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most of their other issues. Would you not vote for against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Probably yes.
So yes, you would, or no, you would not?
Yes, I would.
Okay, yes, you would. Okay, ma'am, and regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Yeah, you were good.
Thank
you were fast. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.